are a parent in Ontario, we're just concerned about what is being taught in our schools. There's an important new video from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada on 10 things that you need to know about the new sex ed. I want to play a little clip from that and then speak quickly to Andrea Morozik with the Institute and just get a quick hit on what's going on, let you know where you can find the video and the information. Here is part of the message.
It's not age-appropriate. The new sex ed is not age-appropriate because there is no such thing as age-appropriate for every child. Parents know that their children, even siblings within the same family, mature at different rates. Information that's fine for
all right, so that is point number three in their 10 things parents need to know about the new sex ed. I've been on this story since 2010, and that has been my biggest complaint with the sex ed curriculum is that it is not age appropriate. Andrea, thanks for coming on the show. Always good to talk to you. Andrea, you there?
I'm here. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, I forgot to hit the button. I'm going to blame Dave on the other side of the control panel, but, you know, it was my fault. So I'm glad you're picking up on this not age appropriate, because that is the number one problem with this curriculum. And people that bring it up are just labeled, you know, they're dismissed as being homophobic. Is opposition to this some kind of ill-advised hatred towards people?
Well, no, and a lot of parents have been vilified, and really the main purpose behind the video and the report that we put out with it, so just about 3 pages to read and a very well-done video at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, imfcanada.org, and all the resources are there, the sources, the studies to talk about why parents are, if they have that unsettled feeling or uncomfortable with it, why they should go with their gut. And there's a lot of research to back that
up. Okay,
and
that's important. You need to read to lead. So you're providing the information to read, and it's not just your opinion. You've got it documented.
Yeah, we talk about how there's, you know, many different aspects of the sex ed curriculum are not appropriate. And you said parents are vilified. We want them to have the research in their hands to know that their viewpoint is supported in research, and that there's a lack of consensus on what appropriate sex education is. That's pretty clear from it. Some parents actually oppose the sex ed curriculum for being too conservative. That's just one way to highlight that there's no consensus on it. But ultimately, there's a lot of research to say it's too much, too soon, not age appropriate, and talk about some of the aspects from the curriculum that are missing. Of grave concern to us is, of course, the lack of discussion of love and marriage. So that's one of the points in there as well.
Okay. And, you know, it's frustrating because, as I said, you know, people that are opposed to it are vilified, they're dismissed, but at least you're giving the information. I mean, so that they're walking in there and saying something other than, well, this was designed by a convicted pedophile, which there's some truth to that with Ben Levin and all that, but that's not an argument that's going to win the day.
No. And, again, we're not interested in anything polemical here at the Institute. We're interested in what the studies on the ground show. So one of my favorite myths about sex ed is that it's so effective, but we have a study from New Brunswick showing that teen pregnancy rates, when they introduced a new sex ed curriculum in that province, the teen pregnancy rates actually rose by something like 40%. So it's kind of a dull tool in the toolkit. We really want to empower parents and give them that research and empower them in their own families. It's not just about public opposition. It's about what do you do as a parent, and knowing you want to be there for your children. So having good information to have great discussions with your kids, also the teachers in your schools, that's also a suggestion we have towards the end of the video.
All right, Andrea, thanks so much. You can find that at imfc.org.
imfcanada.org. There you go.
imfcanada.org. And the video is up right now on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Brian Lilly. Shameless plug. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.